Prospero is so cool. He says all the most clever things.
You know what, ladies? I'm famished. I just shot 15 newborn babies in the head. That gets a man mighty hungry. The two girls giggle and follow him around like kittens wanting milk. They follow him to the cafeteria. Alice just can't get enough chicken. Meat in general, chicken in particular. She licks a chicken leg and nibbles at it, pretending it's Prospero's organ. Prospero orders, to her surprise, an apple brown Betty. Loathe them as a kid, he says. Prospero seems taken by the two, especially as a team. He finds these girls very attractive, and he hasn't fucked them yet, and you know, he's fucked so many. In fact, he points out that in the room of 45, there's only four others here that he has not fucked yet. He asks them if they've seen his private quarters, and they tingle and blur with excitement. Hell yeah, they'll go up there. Hell, they're not even high. They don't even care. They just want to go up there with him. Especially Alice, who's head over heels already. So it's upstairs, past many guards, to this fucking incredible room. It's like designed like Asgard, the Viking heaven for warriors. Epic in scale. And he has incredible things there. He knew the end was coming. He's been collecting. He's got original Picassos. He's got dinosaurs reconstructed, stolen from the finest museums. And that's just his fucking bedroom. Another thing he has in his bedroom is a rack, a book rack, huge, full of extremely rare and valuable volumes, including, he brags, they sit on the bed with him, the Necromonicon. He gets it out. It's huge. Fucking massive book. He says, I've been reading this book, I've been learning it pretty well, and I can do things like you would just fucking shit yourselves. Like what? The girls ask anxiously. He claps twice, and some servants come in, naked with long bobbing penises. I fuck them too, he says. Anyway, guys, go pick me up some corpses, three of them, bring them back. They return with some recently dead overdoses from the dead room. Prospero proceeds to do a crazy fucking screaming, incense burning, sigil carving chant that goes on for 3 hours, and the girls watch riveted with absolute attention. They watch with fear and love and wonder as the dead rise and do his bidding. And his bidding is love. Never have they had oral before like this. Dead bodies licking them with insane skill, and Prospero is the puppet master who fills what the dead tongues lick. Alice comes her brains out, and she's in love, absolute love and servitude. In fact, she tells Prospero about the suitcase he'd lost and where she stashed it. He sends a zombie out for it. I'm fucking famished. Is anybody else famished? Ask Alice. Dorothy's snoring beside her. Absolutely bankrupt of energy. Prospero is nodding off himself. He says, I'll send a zombie out for something. Sure enough, a few minutes, a zombie returns with a banana grape cup with yogurt. Alice digs in, and then she drops the plate on the cup on the floor and falls into a deep, deep sleep.